I'm here with Juliana Dooley, who is the services coordinator for Rehoboth McKinley County Christian Healthcare Services in Gallup. Hello, Juliana.
Hi.
The annual blood screening is being offered soon. You want to talk a bit about what's coming up?
Yes. Actually, the blood draw is in conjunction with the community health fair. This is our 31st year of supporting the community health fair. So the first part of the fair is to come into the hospital and have your blood drawn. You can have a basic blood profile done, which will test your HDL, your LDL, your cholesterol, triglycerides, your fasting glucose level, and your thyroid hormone level. This is at a greatly reduced price. Then we also offer a prostate antigen, a vitamin D, a vitamin B12 test, the hemoglobin A1C test. And when I say they're greatly reduced, they are greatly reduced from what you would have to pay or your insurance would have to pay. It's less than your deductible, more than likely. And it's really good to know yourself, to know what your levels are, because if there is something wrong, then you can attack it, you can fight it ahead of time before symptoms become shown, and then you're really in a fight. But to know yourself by having the simple blood test done is really a good thing for you to do. The blood tests start on April the 8th, that's Monday, at 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the lobby of RMCH. You need to be fasting, so you need to fast from at least 12 o'clock midnight. Drink plenty of water, but nothing else. The basic blood profile test is being paid for by the City of Gallup for their employees and by McKinley County for their employees. All you have to do is bring your name tag, your badge, or your driver's license. We will have a list of all the employees there. So that's how important the city and the county feel it is for you to know yourself.
What's TSH?
That's your thyroid hormone level.
Okay.
So if you have a low thyroid or your thyroid is high, you can have that adjusted. And a lot of times you wouldn't know it unless you have a blood test done.
Now, it mentions in the press release cholesterol and HDL and LDL, but that's all cholesterol, isn't it?
Yes and no. The LDL and the HDL are a little different than your cholesterol level. And you want, on your HDL and your LDL, you want one of them to be low and one of them to be a little higher. Unfortunately, the LDL, you can only get higher by exercise.
So by other tests, I'm assuming if someone is getting the blood draw, then they could request at an additional charge any tests that the hospital offers, like a STD screening, for example.
Right. And we really ask that you call the hospital. Call 863-7325 and have an appointment. Make an appointment. We'll get a lot of people in. We don't turn anyone away. But if you do have an appointment, we try to follow when your appointment time is.
The results are confidential for the blood screenings and may be picked up at the Rio West Mall during the Community Health Fair on May 4th from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, I believe. Or if you can't make it to the mall that day, the results will be mailed out to you if you have a valid mailing address. And alternatively, if neither of those will work for you, you've just got to call the hospital and arrange to pick up the results, I would think.
Yes.
Why do you think it's so important for people to consider an annual blood screening?
Because you never know from one year to the next how your body may have changed. If, you know, a low thyroid level or a high thyroid level can affect you. Vitamin D in our area, surprisingly enough, a lot of people are low on because of the sunscreen being used so much. And sunscreen will prevent the UV rays from getting into your skin. Unfortunately, the UV rays are what make vitamin D in your body. The vitamin B12, our area seems to be low in also. If you're low in vitamin B12, you might feel sluggish. Depression is associated with a low level of vitamin B12. And a simple test can tell you whether you are.
Another reason I would point out why an annual blood screening might be a good idea is because while the tests don't always change, sometimes there are new developments, sometimes there are new screenings that can take place. For instance, there's research that may eventually lead to blood screenings that can detect early onset cancers. And while those aren't in place right now, a few years down the road, there might be a blood screening that would include something like that.
Yes, and that would be wonderful. I mean, I think they're getting very close to cancer care and cancer cure. But it's also good to have your blood tested so you have a base level to start from.
That's true of so many different ailments. The earlier you catch it, and that's why the blood screenings can be very important, the earlier you catch a possible condition, that's the better. Correct. With this kind of screening, is it possible that someone who doesn't know they're diabetic, something might turn up?
Specifically, the hemoglobin A1C test is the test that will tell you your level, your sugar level. It's like a 3 month back to your history, and it'll give you a level of your glucose, and depending on the number, you may be pre-diabetic, or you may be diabetic and not know it.
And is that hemoglobin A1C test part of the basic blood profile, or is that an additional test that you
That's need? A separate test.
So if you want to have it checked, it's just an additional cost to do that.
Correct. And when you come in and you register, there's a form that you just simply check the test that you want done. You pay for them, and then you stand in line and wait for your blood to be drawn. After your blood is drawn, there's coffee and juice and granola bars. We don't want you to be weak. But it usually doesn't take very long at all. We have a lot of the people from the lab there every morning for those 2 hours.
And who is helping with these tests? Is the RMCH Auxiliary helping with the registration and such?
Yes, the Auxiliary is taking charge of the registration. They will collect the money. Then, of course, the lab, all the technicians from the lab are there. We have other people throughout the hospital there to volunteer and help.
And the Auxiliary, actually, some very dedicated volunteers, I believe.
Oh, very dedicated. They're anywhere from, I think, 60 to in their 80s, and they are very dedicated. They're there every morning before 8 o'clock, actually. They do an awful lot.
They do.
They believe in community service.
Well, we see the RMCH Auxiliary volunteers involved in events throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. And then on the 4th of May is the fair itself, which will be held at Rio West Mall. The fair is sponsored by RMCH. We kind of take the lead in this. But Rio West Mall is a partner, as is New Mexico Cancer Center and UNM Gallup.
That will be from 10 in the morning until about 2 in the afternoon, depending on how the traffic is going. But that will be at Rio West Mall. It's the annual health fair. And there will be a number of organizations that will have booths for sharing information that relate to health, well-being, etc.
Correct. Now, the auxiliarians will be there with the test results also, and they will be there from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock, irregardless of whether the crowd is large or not, because we've advertised until 2, so they will be there. Perhaps some of the other providers will leave, but last year they didn't. Last year we had close to 600 people come through the mall during those hours. We have probably around 50 to 55 providers that will be there and have information for everyone coming through, and that's everything from insurance, how you can get insurance. The dentists are all pretty well represented. You know, we have Hands of Hope. We any form of provider within the behavioral health, which now encompasses just about everything, will be there.
And who knows, there might even be a few folks outside the mall, depending.
We'll have the big fire truck there for the kids. It'll be parked outside on the mall. Our MCH now has a mobile health unit. It will be parked outside so people can visit it and see what all is in there. And they'll have a schedule of where the mobile unit will be on different days of the week.
As we begin to wrap up, Juliana, is there anything else that you might like to share with our listeners?
Just that, you know, a lot of people come together to put this on for the community. We encourage everybody in McKinley County to come. It's a fun day. Everyone, all the providers tend to give out little gifts, and you can come and find out everything from aromatherapy to having your glucose level done right there at the mall. The nurses here at UNM Gallup, the students, they will be in a private room where if you want to have your glucose level tested at that time, they will do that for you. Last year, we had a couple of people whose glucose level was very, very high. And, you know, they were encouraged to go to the ER, something that they wouldn't have recognized until they either went into a coma or, you know, you can't exist with a really high level glucose level. So that was very rewarding to find people and hopefully save them, because they did go up to the hospital to GIMC and RMCH. There will also be blood pressure being taken.
I've been speaking with Juliana Dooley of RMCHCS. Blood screenings beginning this Monday, April 8th.
Thank you so much.